Efforts to repeal the 2008 ballot initiative that approved the Sonoma Marin Area Rail Transit Project are in for a political fight. Supporters of the commuter train vowed at a lively public rally outside Santa Rosa's historic train station. A parade of labor leaders, elected officials, and others told the 200 folks who gathered alongside the rusty tracks that SMART is now about employment as much as transportation. Chris Snyder, representing the operating engineers Local Number 3, was one of several who focused on the 900 jobs the SMART train is projected to generate.
These are the kind of jobs that people can buy houses on. These are the kind of jobs that can revitalize the economy. They say every dollar that's spent on construction turns over $5 in the economy. Even if we spend $200 million, that's $1 billion stimulating our economy that helps not only construction workers get back to work, but the people running restaurants, the people all throughout this economy.
Windsor Town Council member Deborah Fudge, who also sits on the SMART Board of Directors, added that those jobs are already starting to be created.
Yesterday, we awarded two contracts. We awarded an upgrade contract, and also we set in motion the repair of the Black Point Bridge. And so because of the great construction bidding environment that we're in, we saved $2 million over what we estimated those contracts were going to cost. Yeah. So that's jobs and savings all in the same day.
Better yet, added Jack Swearingen, chairman of the Friends of SMART, all those jobs will be in the service of highly efficient public transit.
A steel wheel rolling on a steel rail has a contact area about the size of a dime, and that's the secret to the efficiency of rail. That's why it can move more freight and more people and a little bit of fuel than any other form of transportation that we have. You can move more people on a gallon of fuel, more tons of freight a mile on trains than you can on buses or trucks or automobiles aren't even in the running.
Zandra Lupien, outreach director for the Sonoma Bicycle Coalition, reminded everyone that the rail line will also include a public pathway within its right-of-way and cited that as one more aspect of the project that earned its broad backing.
It's about a shared vision for our transportation future, an investment in our transportation future in the entire North Bay.
Yeah.
And we know that 70% of the voters in Sonoma and Marin County share that vision,
right.
The SMART train and pathway.
But it was a fired-up Supervisor Shirley Zane who first took on the repeal campaign head-on.
Those who want to repeal SMART are anti-jobs, anti-clean air, anti-social justice, anti-good transportation, anti-business, anti-economic prosperity. We're here today to celebrate the best thing that's happened to the North County in over 50 years.
As several speakers noted, the effort to bring commuter rail to the North Bay began more than 20 years ago. And this energized group of train backers is not willing to see it derailed now.
What do we want?
Jobs!
When do we want them?
Now!
What do we want?
Jobs!
When do we want them?
Now!
Who's going to make us?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.